Check, check. All right. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to everybody listening to the show. We want to welcome you all here. Also, as we always say, we appreciate all those guys out there who take the time to listen to the show, to like, subscribe, and hit the notification buttons. We do want to say thank you to all you guys out there. We want to say we truly appreciate you. Also, we want to say that this show is 100% original, 100% authentic. Everything you hear here comes from in-house, and it's going to be a good show for you guys today. One thing we ask all you guys to do, if you choose to be begin the process of becoming a student, the process, not becoming a student, but the process is going to Hobby Lobby, going to Amazon, Walmart, Target, going and get a 100-piece puzzle set, and really going home and start the process of connection. Drive home, dump the pieces on your table, throw the box away. We're the only ones on YouTube that tell you about this, and start putting that puzzle together. To start connecting, and once you do connect it, still do it again over and over and over again. Just because you can do a puzzle doesn't mean you've got it all connected. Also, guys, we ask you guys, if you have a question out there, go ahead and put a queue for a question. If you have a text message and you're texting someone and you don't know what to have, what's going on, you go ahead and put a T in there, and we want to make sure that we help. We are here to answer everybody's question. And again, the lines are open, gentlemen. I am currently, right now, I am waiting, because I told you guys I have a surprise for you, so I'm waiting for the for it to come. So once it comes, I'll run and go get it and show you the surprise. But anyway, so we have a good show for you guys today. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. I hope everybody is good. I hope you guys understand that this is what's so important is about this show is that we are going to talk about things that go against your reality and your perception. We're not here to change your reality. We're not here to change your perception, but we're trying to give you a different idea that the game is deeper than what you think it is. And what we're going to be talking about today is rules of being her sexual toy, her dildo. And so many guys out there, it's funny, you guys want sex, but you guys never position yourselves to be her sexual toy. You guys would rather talk to them and try to take them out and all that other stuff. And that's not what we're here to teach you about. We're here to teach you how all of this works, and we're gonna break all this down, because see, one of the most important things, okay, that you have to understand, and we'll break down the why. And guys, if y'all understand it, just ask questions. We got you covered. If you have a problem, always call in. We got you covered. But let's look at this for a second and understand what's going on. Okay, since August, I told you guys that in June, May or June, when these young girls in high school, these seniors in high school, threw their hats up in the air, by the time that shit hit the ground, they were legal women that were starting their lives. No longer did they have dad running behind them. No longer did they have curfews. No longer did they have instructions. They finally had freedom to get out there and broaden their horizons as far as sexuality, drugs, drinking, partying, everything. It's every woman is different. All women are not the same. But they were pushing their realm and their boundaries. Now, there were some women who were in relationships in college. They broke with the college. I mean, in high school, broke up the high school boyfriends to explore more about their sexuality. And yes, some women out here are looking for relationships, but in between the gap of looking for a relationship and being single is where we come in. We come in and play a role for these women where they have the utmost freedom to look for a relationship. Because see, the one thing that we're not doing, that most of you guys are doing, is you guys are looking for relationships. Well, you're really looking for sex, and that's why you're going all wrong about this. You're looking for sex, but even though these women, sometimes they're not looking for relationships, and sometimes they are, they don't really know what they're looking for. But one thing is to be true, is that when they find a individual that, again, does not judge, the reason why it works for men is because before a woman even decides to sleep with you, if she decides to have you on the side, what's so good nowadays is that these guys out here are going to, they're going to do background checks, and they're going to make sure that you guys are not posting any red pill shit, any hateful women shit, anything to show that they can't trust you. And it is not just the college women that are freshmen. It's the sophomores. It's the juniors. It's the seniors. It's the ones not in college. It's the women. It's the women that are married, the women that are in relationships, the women that are engaged, the women that are living with someone, and all this other stuff. And it's really interesting how they have to make sure. It's like a, think about like this, a background check. They've got to make sure that you are not going to fuck up what they have. And this is why it's very rare for the, this is, again, being a booty call to a woman is kind of an exclusive club, because what you guys don't understand, and we won't get real deep on this, is that you're just not a booty call to her. She will share you with her friend. She will pass you on to her friend who might need some dick, who is having problems with her boyfriend, who is frustrated, who is upset. And what they will do is they will be the cure for her friend or her other friend, where she's like, you know what, I need a girl. She just, man, that deal is not what, she just needs a fuck. You just do me a favor and go fuck my friend. Or we'll talk more about the communication and all this other stuff. But it's something that she has to see in you as a man. And if, as I said, and I kind of talked about it yesterday, if you are not the CEO of who you are and your universe, if you do not know how to operate, and that means to, she needs to know that you can handle social any negative social situations. She needs to make sure that you are not going to do anything to hurt, harm, or make her feel a certain way. She's going to ask a million questions in her mind. She wants to make sure that what you are is just somebody that is helping her pass the time, helping her pass the time. Question right here. Did you get the Halloween game last night? Much success. Thank you. I got it. Y'all, good job. I got to say for a lot of you guys, good job. Y'all all did good. The ones that did it, good job. But as we were saying before, what's important in this game that people don't really know or understand is that there are layers to this. So we're going to hit so many doors, because most people get the wrong impression and think it's just, I'm meeting someone, I'm sleeping with her, and I'm going to go away. It's not that. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of rules. It's a lot of understanding. But it's also problems with that as a man. One of your biggest issues that you're going to have as a man is a woman, you know, and again, you're going to have different kind of women out there, okay? You're going to have people out there, okay, You have people out there that are going to do, say, and be weird things. And you're going to have women out there that's not going to be interested in anything right now. Again, like I showed you before, let me see if I can find it again. Let me give you a prime example. There will be women out there that will technically, they will be down, but not right now. You're going to run into women that will say, you know what, you know, that's cool. We can do something later on. We don't have to do something right now. I got a lot of things that's going on in my life right now. And if and when I'm ready to make that move, I know how to find you. I know how to get with you. And let me see if I can find that shit. I'm just trying to show you. I thought I had one. What did I do with that bitch? I have so many of these things, man. I'm trying to show y'all. If not, I'll just have to grab it and post it again. But let me see if I have it. Yeah, but what's going to happen is, like I said before, there are going to be women out there to say, you know what, hey, you know what, you know, I'm busy. I have work, school. There's a lot of things going on right now, and I just don't have the time to fuck around right now. But when I'm ready to fuck around, I'm going to get at you. When I'm ready to do something, I'm going to let you know, because you and I have an understanding, and that's one thing you understand. Every woman is not just going to just say, let's sleep together right off the bat. It doesn't necessarily work that way, gentlemen, and it's a buildup. But even in the buildup, there is other things, okay? What do you mean, but in other words, be your own boss? A boss of what? What are you talking about? Well, I don't understand what you're talking about. You're just saying stuff. Please be more specific, okay? So as I was saying to you guys out there, for so many of you guys out there to understand how deep this game is, it's very important to know that there are going to be rules that you're going to have, and you're going to have to lay down, and you're going to have to abide by these rules, because you are, as a man, and this is the problem. There's going to be a problem with being her toy. And as every man is going to deal with this problem, you average guys will not deal with the problem. When she meets somebody, she will let you go. When she's tired of you, she will let you go. When she's done with you, she will let you go. If she finds somebody else, she will let you go. Okay, all these things are for the average, but we're talking about something different in how it works for a man. Totally different. It's like a day and night thing, because what y'all don't understand is that as men, we don't try to fuck their lives up, but we fuck their lives up. And we fuck their lives up so bad that they go through something mentally, because they're so used to being with average guys doing average things. They're used to average guys just doing average things. And because we're not average, they start to see things. Now, I'm going to give you an example. We'll talk more about this example, but I want to show y'all something. Because I got two examples. I'm going to give y'all an example of something right here. Now, I want y'all guys to take a moment, and I want you to see the remnants. I want you to see the problem. This is the problem. This is the problem. This is what you're going to go through with women who have other men that have you on the side. And because of how you move, how you are to her in the experience, remember, we're never giving emotion. We're always giving experience. And through experience, what you'll see even right here is, again, a woman saying, you know, 5 months ago tomorrow, I met this very special person, a very smart, charismatic sex, and very important. Mm-hmm. I don't know he will be, I didn't know he would see this. This is what I'm going to tell you guys, and this is what we'll be talking about. See, they think that they can be with us and use us on the side as sex and not get caught up in who we are. We're going to talk more about that. But as you can see, that this is why even we're going to talk about the rules that you're going to have to talk about, but even the rules are not going to matter, because the one that is going to break the fucking rules is going to be a woman. She's going to break the rules. But I want y'all guys to see this, because I want you guys to get an understanding of what's happening, what's going on, and why it's happening this way. And this is the end result that you see right here of somebody realizing that they bit off more than they can actually chew, and they will technically get caught up in that. So I want you guys to see what I'm talking about, okay? I want y'all to understand that it's much deeper, okay? It's much deeper, okay? And I'm just reading some of the questions that are important, okay? Hey, you guys got important questions. Go ahead and ask. But as I was saying, I want you guys to see this. And the reason I want y'all to see that is because, and we'll show that again, is because you've got to understand, as a man, we don't operate. Remember, we are above average. And what she wants is just this. I have work. You have women, especially the ones in medical school, lawyers, women that are in law school, women that are taking exams, and there's a lot of pressures that they have where they need a release. And what they do is they look for us to give them release, because they know with a man, he's not going to run behind her. He's not going to beg or try to get her to start a relationship. It's going to be an understanding. And I think with so many guys out here, okay, so many guys out here get caught up. They get caught up in their emotions. And as I told you, your drug team is something that's really powerful to the woman. The drug of you is something that's really strong that she is not going to be able to handle. And this is why having the conversation, what happens is a lot of guys will get some pussy from a woman. They get caught up in the pussy, and then they get in their feelings. And then all of a sudden, when she's like, I want to cut it off, I'm not interested, or I met somebody else, and they're all in love and hurt. And this is something that is very important, that you've got to keep and check your feelings. Keep your feelings at the door. Check your fucking feelings. Keep your feelings at the door. Because if you guys don't understand what happens when women get with an actual man, because you are actually everything she's always wanted. Everything. Everything she's always wanted. See, what happens is they'll run up on you, right? And they can tell by your swag, how you talk to them, that you're a ladies man. That's the first thing, gentlemen. When she recognizes you're a ladies man, she sometimes is going to back off, because she doesn't want to be a notch on your belt. So she will back off. But she will also move forward, because she's like, okay, well, you know what? I can keep him at an arm's distance, but I can get the experience of him and not be in a relationship with him, because I know he's a ladies man. I know he's seeing other women, and I know he's doing his own thing. So he and I will come to an understanding. And what blows her away is that the man will give her structure and understanding by letting her know the rules. See, the problem with y'all average guys, you allow the women to set the tone, set the rules, and set everything. She knows we have other women, but she also knows that the reason she can mess with a man that has other women versus messing with a guy who doesn't have other women is because the guy that has women has more experience in so many areas versus the guy that doesn't have any experience at all. The guy that doesn't have any experience is going to be the guy that is going to get caught up in the pussy. He's going to get caught up in things. That guy is going to get caught up. Whereas the one that has things, he's not going to get caught up. It's just a simple, you know, fit me in type thing, and we move about. But this is why when they realize you have, this is why they're more cool, they're cooler about being with you versus a guy who doesn't have anything. A guy that doesn't have anything, well, like I told you before, there are two types of benefits. We kind of talked about this morning. You know, again, there are benefits, and we are, there are two different things that happen. I want to kind of give you guys an idea. Okay, so both of us will do this, okay? But it's two different, totally different things. For the average guy, you're packing up her shit to pack up her shit. But for the man, you're packing up her shit because she wants to christen that new fucking house with your dick all through the house. Totally different thing. For the average guy, she'll ask you to come over and maybe put something on her wall. But for us, it's totally different. She's having us over there to put something on the wall to see how it is. If we can focus on putting the nails in the wall, balancing the picture, putting the picture up while she's sucking our dick. Most of you guys will just go over, you average guys will go over and be friends and just talk to her. Y'all just sit and talk about everything that's going on. Our problem is that we are the same thing. We sit and talk, but it's either after we get done fucking, after she sucks our dick, or she can't, we can never sit and talk without her giving a compliment of how cute you are, how pretty your eyes are, how nice your smile is, how sexy your lips are. She'll want to touch you. She'll want to grab you. It's a whole different lifestyle. As I said before, we're both in doing the same things. Okay. We're both doing the same things, but there are different types of benefits for those things. And I'm going to give you all some of the characteristics of what's happening, of why it happens, why it is that way. We do not. We don't create this, and I want people to understand we create the standard, but because we create the standard and the standard is so great that we create, it changes things in the woman, because what will happen as she begins to connect with the experience. Now remember, that's all we're giving her is an experience, not an emotion. God that doesn't have any woman will give her emotion. But because of the experience, she will, if she gets frustrated and you hang up on her ass, she'll call you back. She'll stay up late at night watching you sleep. She'll want to hold your hand. She'll want to hug you. She'll want to touch you. She'll want to go places with you. It's funny, she'll want to take you window shopping. Okay, I'll give you an example. The average guy will go window shopping, meaning that she's not shopping for you. She's shopping for us, and she's just having you hold her purse or whatever. But she will go window shopping with the side guy to see what it's like to fuck in the fitting room. To wear outfits, to give him a personalized fashion show, because she wants to make sure that the stuff that she is wearing is sexy on her. He's going to be the determination of what it is she wears, all that stuff. So I want to let y'all know it's two totally different roles that are played. But even though the different roles are being played, gentlemen, we're going to talk about some of the rules that you must set if you are actually, in this game. And it's hard to, it's hard for a lot of guys to set rules like this because a lot of guys are always worshiping women. You know what I mean? They're always sitting around and like saying, okay, well, she's pretty. What do I have to do? We're not doing that. She knows that we're assholes and we're ladies' men. So she's like this. I don't want a relationship with you. Now, I might fuck you, but I don't want to be with you. Because, again, in her mind, she doesn't want to be a notch on a belt. She just wants to have fun with us. She thinks that she can actually sleep with us and be fine with us because her greatest mistake is she thinks that we're average, like the average guy. She thinks that she can meet a guy, sleep with him, and just move him along. But see, where everything changes, gentlemen, is when she recognizes and she realizes that who she's talking to can get women. That changes everything. When a woman realizes you can get women, it flips everything upside down. When a real woman realizes that you're actually a real motherfucking man, it changes everything because the rules begin to change because she's used to her saying, okay, well, this is what's going to happen. She's used to the, well, come on, please, can I come over? Come on, let me come over. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Or going over there and like, come on, girl, come on, let me, come on, baby, come on, me, come on, will you? Come on, baby, let me just touch you one time. Come on, baby. And she's like, stop. No, I don't. So in her mind, that's what she's used to, the begging and groveling and all that other stuff. But where she goes wrong is when she meets a man, she automatically assumes that she's in control. But here's the beautiful thing about the game, gentlemen. We allow them control to be able to lose control, gentlemen. See, you are controlled when you're average, but we will allow her the control. We're saying to her, okay, we're saying to her that, listen, the thing I want you to understand, you run this your way. See, we're telling her what the deal is. When you need me, you call me. If you want some, message me. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm not going to look through your phone. You don't have to worry about me being insecure. I will not judge you. I will not run behind you. And it is a refreshing thing for a woman to actually be around a guy that actually is not really average. And he's like, you know, this is what it's going to be. This is what we're going to be. We're not going to be anything else. These are going to be some of the rules. And listen, all I need to know is when. But here lies the fucking thing that fucks her up. Her mind is like this. Her mind is, she's used to guy bugging her, begging. Guy goes over there. Guy doesn't even set the mood. Guy doesn't do anything. She lays on her back. She just waits till it's over. And then goes back to her routine. Just like, you know, there's nothing special about it. Okay, so that's where everything starts to fuck up for her, because whenever she reaches out, we make it an experience. See, what she doesn't understand about us that she understands about the 98% of you is that we are truly an experience. We pay attention. It's one thing that we do that most of you guys don't. We pay attention to not pay attention to her day, because that's a manipulative tactic. We're never doing anything to manipulate, but we listen with our eyes. We listen with our ears. We listen to everything that's going on, and we utilize those things to create an experience to make her want more. And this is where the drug lab and the culinary school come in at, because what she expects versus what she gets is two totally things. Because the first thing that's going to happen when she's talking to you is that she's going to start to do this weird thing, as in what? Laugh. She's going to start smiling a little bit. She's going to start blushing. She's going to say, you crazy. Man, let me go ahead and let you go, man. Let me just let you go. And they're just going to, like, hang up the phone. And that guy, he's so crazy. Anyway, I'll get back to my job. And hey, that's okay. That's with us. With you guys, I got to go. Look, I'm busy. I'll call you later. I'll call you later. God, man. Gosh, this is so much. You see, it's just, as you can see, it's two totally different roads. We relax them. You add more pressure to them because there's no release outlet or mechanism. But with us, the problem is we're given a release mechanism or an outlet without trying to force anything with her. I know you're seeing other, listen, here, you know, I got you already. Listen, look, I know that you don't want a relationship, and here's the good news. I don't even want a relationship. Well, what do you want? Listen, look, you know what this is. Look, you know there's something going on between us. Whether you want to admit it or not, that's fine. But you know there's something going on with us. So once you figure it out, you know how to find me. Candle in the way. See, I'm telling you, they're not used to motherfuckers saying, they're not used to being told no, even though that person's not saying no. But they're not used to somebody being so motherfucking bold with this shit. Listen, let peep this. Listen. I'm not here. Listen, I don't want a relationship. What do you want? You just want to have sex with me? No. Oh, wait a second. Listen. You know every time we talk, I can hear you smile. I can feel your smiles over the phone. I can feel your blushes and all this other stuff. I know all this stuff is going on. And listen, look, I don't want a relationship. You don't want a relationship. And guess what? Right now, you're not interested in sexual intimacy, and that's cool. And hey, look, I have no problem with that. Don't worry about that. But here's the thing. Listen, when you change your mind and you want to laugh, smile, and blush, go ahead. But gentlemen, let me show y'all game here. Let me show y'all game. See, while we are talking, while we are sparring, okay, while we're talking right now, okay, this is very important to understand. See, the average guy talks at her. Like I always say, the at and the to. The average guy talks at her. But what are we doing? What are we doing constantly? We are constantly sending her voice messages and video messages with the text message, land, sea, air, right? So what happens is we hit her on a subconscious level by not doing anything at all. See, when you stand out versus trying to stand in or trying to be what she wants, you automatically lose. But what we do so well because we listen is, okay, she's having a bad day. Or watch this. She had an argument with her mother, and she's a little upset. You guys, well, I hope everything is fine. Send. She ain't going to look at that shit. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Hey, I know that you have a lot on your mind right now, and I don't want to bother you right now. I just want to let you know that if you ever want to talk or you want to get together and see where we go from that, go ahead. But other than that, I just hope everything's all right. Holler back at me. Send that bitch. What we have just done is every time she has that argument, I have given her something to access. Now, remember, listen, guys, please understand this. This is not porn. They're not just going to run to you because you leave them a message here and there. As I told you before, there is a war that is going on. We only supply the bullets to the war, the missiles to the war. See, one hand, because she, okay, we're talking about a woman that has morals, values. She has a mental compass. She has church, she has her commandments, her Bible, her religion, she has all these things. You guys are actually fighting against the mind. You're trying to change her mental, emotional, and moral compass. We're not trying to change that mental, moral, emotional compass. We position ourselves where she begins to want to change, or she looks for a loophole while maintaining that. See, the thing that we bring is we're saying this. Have your moral compass. Go to church as much as you want. Pray and have your values. Hey, be ladylike as much as you want. Show the world that you're just a stuck-up ass bitch. Show them that you're just stubborn, stuck-up. Just show the world what you are. But when you're ready to take that mask off and you want to have some fucking fun, you know how to find me. And here's the thing. After we get done, you can put that fucking mask back on. You can go right back outside that door, and you can pretend to be what the world perceives you as. Because I know this. I know how nasty you are, and I know how nasty you can be, and I know how dirty this can become. But I want to let you know that listen. There's no rush on this. There's no rush on this. I am not trying to force. I'm not trying to push. I'm not trying to manipulate. I'm just letting you know that I'm going to continue to give you small samples of why you should be fucking with me on the side, knowing that, listen, I'm going to be your greatest cheerleader. That's the benefit. I'm going to give you a contract you can't refuse. The contract is simply stated this. Live your fucking life. Find your Mr. Right. Find your relationship. Find whatever you want to be, whatever you want to do. Do your thing. And listen, if I see you walking in the mall, Walmart, Target, I see you in a grocery store, I see you somewhere, I'm going to act like I don't even know you. We can walk right past each other, and I'm going to act like I don't even know you. And I'm going to show you how all this fucks up at the end, but I'm explaining this. I'm saying to you is that I am not here to judge you. I am here to be sexual fun. I'm here to take your mind off of whatever's on your mind. And I am going to be like a genie. If you need me, you just come a-calling, and I will come. I will do what I need to do, and I will go. But even in that, you will have these benefits of me. Because, see, here's the thing, as I told you before. See, going over and watching Netflix is not going over and watching Netflix. See, y'all Netflix and chill, that means y'all going to sit and watch fucking Netflix. No. I'm going to come on. when we watch TV, we totally different, man. We walk up in that motherfucker, we real playful, hugging her, twirling around, making her laugh and everything. Sit down, throw a popcorn at her ass and shit, telling jokes, just having a great time, pillow fighting. Throwing a pillow at her ass, dotting her with a pillow, laughing, talking shit to the motherfucking screen. Now, black people talk shit to the movie theater. We do that to any, like I told you, with the Lifetime shows and all that other shit. It doesn't really matter. Like, look at this motherfucker, man. You know EJ trying to get that pussy over there. See that shit? Oh, you crazy. You need to stop and all that other stuff. But what happens is we're not making her feel like she's a whore by just coming over there and say, bend over, take your clothes off, let's fuck. I get done, I walk out that door. We don't do that because remember, we're an experience. So the experience that we're giving her is the experience of what it's like. See, they fall in love with the experience. But we'll talk about the rules and all that stuff, but they fall in love with the experience, because they're not used to a motherfucker coming over there getting water fights, pillow fights, running around chasing her, tickling her, tackling her ass, doing wrestling moves to her, and just all that, just like taking her mind off of things where she doesn't feel like, you know, I'm just a piece of ass. You know what I mean? I'm just a piece of meat to him, and he's just gonna fuck me and make me feel like I ain't shit. Because remember, we want to balance the moral compass. So remember, if she's going to maintain her values and her moral compass, she has got to realize and feel what she's doing is not going to disrupt the values, the moral compass, the judgments, what she thinks about herself and all this other stuff. So the balance that we have is, like I told you before, the way we are talking to her, the way we're making her feel, you know, it's not a date by no means. It's just us watching TV. Also, what's great, oh man, they like this at first, but later on down the line, as I will explain to you, they can't stand us for it. They get really fucking mad at us for this. And it's always the same thing in the beginning. Listen, do you know how it makes a woman feel if she can tell you, I met a guy? And she's like, oh, cool, that's what's up. What's going on? Oh, shit, where y'all going? Where y'all going to eat? That's cool. Yeah, I met this guy, and yeah, he's gonna take me to the Dangerous Russ, and you know, and after that we're gonna go to this nice place and all this other stuff, and wow, that's awesome. Okay, well, hey, well, let's call me later. We'll go live and we'll look at the perfect outfit. Okay, let me know. Is he an ass man or a titty man? Well, I don't know. When I met him, he's kind of looking at my breasts a lot. Okay, well, let's go in your closet. There, go in your closet. And she's got a bra on, right? No shirt. And she's going through one after one after one. What is this like? How does this look on my body? Is this okay? Does it make my clip? No, wait. Put that to the side. That might be okay. Wait, why don't you try that one over there? And I'm telling y'all guys, they feel like, wow, this motherfucker, this is where it started a problem. I can start to see why he has so many women, because he's just so laid back. He's helped me. He knows I'm looking for a relationship and all that other stuff. And he's just, oh my God, this is the best of both worlds. I can go out and be me and do whatever I want and demand respect from other guys and be with this person. Okay. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that we have rules. Okay. Now we're going to talk about some of these rules that you got to understand. They can talk about guys, but you do not talk about women. And this is okay. Now, what y'all want to understand is, listen, it's okay for them to talk about guys, but you never bring up women. And I'm going to tell you why you don't even have to bring up women. Because they're going to be the fucking ones bringing up the women. You don't have to bring, guys, you don't have to bring up women. You already know what's going to happen. I know how this is going to go. I'm going to give you an experience. You're going to get, you look, hey, look, and you'll know. You give the first, we call it the gateway drug. It's the gateway drug. The first gateway drug, when you are saying that all we're doing is fucking, all we're doing is hanging out, all this is going to be, all we're going to be doing is all we're going to be doing. First gateway to the drug is that she's going to start telling you that, can I tell you something without you getting mad? Or, oh, no. Hey, remember, guys. Hey, listen. No judgments. Hey, listen. You can talk to me and tell me what's on your mind. So watch this, guys. So what am I creating? I'm not judging her, and I'm not holding her at her cliff. But what happens is she starts to realize the more she's with me, the more she can actually be her true her. And not be a fake whatever she is to the average guy. She finally lets her hair down, because then she's finally able to tell me things. And that's part of some of the rules that we're going to be talking about that we're going to have right here. See, the thing is all the thing is this, listen, you must let her know, okay, that, you know, number one thing is I'm not here to lead you on. This is our understanding. Our understanding is that you, I am just your dick in a box. That's all I am. You just, I am your toy. I am your sexual motherfucking toy. Have your way with me when you want to have your way with me and put me away and I am fine. Okay. But I do want to let you know this. There are going to be times you're going to call on me and I will not be able to show up. See that, guys? I'm showing you something. There'll be times that you're going to try to get at me. And the reason why, because you know I have other women. Oh, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care about that. See, see, guys, remember, all this shit they say in the beginning flips because they get hooked on the motherfucking dick. But what's important here is I am truly talking and defining what we are from the jump. I will never be your man. You can lease me. You can rent me out. You can have your way with me. We can do whatever it is you want to do. Hell, you know what? Hey, listen, listen, listen. And if you want to go out to dinner, you'll pay for it. I'm serious. If you want to go out to eat, I have no problem going to dinner with you. You're paying for it because I'm not paying for that shit. And if you want someone to pay for it, you find one of those suckers. I'm keeping it a buck with you. If you want to lay back and chill, because see, here's the thing, guys. I'm tapping on. Now, guys, I'm going to show you some game here. I want y'all to see this. Guys, in case y'all got questions, go ahead and ask if I'm going too deep on this. But what I'm saying is that I'm going to show y'all some more stuff. So I'm going to show you the important thing that I'm doing right here that most guys don't see. And this is so huge. I'm making sure that everything I do keeps her beliefs, judgments, morals, and values, and the fact that she doesn't trust me right now, I keep that all intact. So everything I'm doing, I'm pushing her to the side of her more. I'm not seeing, you see, you guys want to flip and make them cut off. You want, like, if you have a woman that's 24 years old, 24 years of beliefs, 24 years of judgments and morals and what she does, a moral compass, and you want her to just tear that shit up like a piece of paper and be a nasty, dirty woman to you. Mm-mm, that's where y'all go wrong, where we go right. That's why I'm showing y'all game that no one else is breaking down to you. Because what I'm doing here is this. I'm pushing her towards her moral compass because I'm saying this. See, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not trying to change you. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty about what it is you're about to do. Y'all see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make you feel certain kinds of ways. I want you to keep your beliefs in who you are. I want you to have your values. I want you to have your standards. I want you to have your moral compass. I want you to have all these things because one thing I will never do is I will never try to take that away from you where this is where I go right and the majority of you go wrong because you want her motherfucking Teresa. I mean, the woman doesn't, you know, she's like, you know, I like to fuck around and have a little bit of fun or whatever, but, you know, I just, you know, I want it with the right person, that kind of shit that they tell you average motherfuckers. But the reason why they keep you at bay is because they know that you expect them, you just met them, and you expect them to rip up, let's say from 18 on up, legal, 18 on up, you expect her to tear up what she has created to be who she is right now to you. You want her to just rip all that shit up for you, who she does nothing about, and be a dirty, nasty woman. And this is where y'all fuck up. This is where we don't fuck up. Because I'm not trying to tear her away from anything. I'm saying be that person you want to be. I'm not here to, it is not my job to judge what you are. It is my job to give you an experience. That's all I'm trying to do, is just give you the experience. Well, after we get done, you can do and be who you want. And the thing is, the more you push, here's the thing, the more you push them towards their values, the more they want to fuck with you, especially when you're a ladies man, because they feel like you're pushing them away versus trying to pull them. See, they're so used to the come see me, please, come on, please come see me, and please do this, and why aren't you, and not, they're so used to the pull that they don't know how to deal with the push, because all I'm doing is I am just pushing you towards who you are, because I don't want you to change for me. I don't want you to change. But here's the problem. You're going to change. But the change, remember, guys, change is beautiful when you decide on doing it because you want to do it versus being manipulated into it. See, guys, how many times have you guys out there know somebody or you that you manipulate a situation or guilt a woman into a situation? She does the thing that she knows she shouldn't know. And then when she comes to, she realizes, oh my God, I should have never done this. Why did you do this to me? Oh, you rapist. You mentally raped my mom. All that stupid, great, not rape, you know what I mean? But all that stupid shit. Why? Because you're trying to pull her away faster from something that she is rooted in. Remember, she is rooted in all that other stuff. So I'm not trying to root. Well, I'm going to show y'all a game here. Remember, I'm not trying to uproot that theater. All I'm saying is there's a motherfucking theater next door to that theater that, guess what? You can leave that theater, number one, of your values, morals, judgments, thinking you're a good woman. You can leave that theater for a little while and go over to the naughty side, the dark side, the dirty side, the freaky you, the nasty, the whole. You can go to that side, and then after it's done, you can come right back to where you are without worrying about me judging you. Do y'all see what I'm saying right there? Think about what I'm saying. Now, gentlemen, like I said before, I want y'all to see this, because this is what, okay, the reason, let me scroll here. The reason why I'm showing you this is because this is how it works. When they feel that they have the upper hand and they see that they think they're winning or they're in control, they actually are losing control because they have never met somebody they can't have that they feel so connected to. And there is the underlying fuck up in their head to a point where she will, the connection is so fucking deep that here I am, I can still be a lady to people or still have a moral compass to people and not have anybody judge me. But at the end of the day, I can, oh, good. Okay. My surprise is coming in a little while. But I can morally have this thing going on. And hold on a second. Wait. Hold on. Two seconds. Hold on. So what I'm saying is this is a point for y'all guys out here where they sit there and say that I can still maintain being a good woman, but I can sneak off and be a whore whenever I want to and nobody will never know. And that's where you can see this right here. You see this connection and it gets so deep. And I'll just show you this one real quick. Part of the connection is that what you see right here is that's something she wants to pour on the body, of course. But as you can see right here, the guilt of not having that person is so fucking frustrating that, as you can see, that she's upset, sad, and mad. And and they listen, and I know this is gonna sound crazy, they try to keep it a friendly fuck, but because of the drug is so great that they cannot accept or handle what's going on and what's happening, to a point where they begin to lose all sense of their reality because how they're doing it. Hold on, let me get to this question real quick. Danny asked a question. Danny says, is it okay to criticize yourself for not doing what you want? No, you shouldn't criticize it. You just need to accept that that's who you are. You don't need to criticize yourself. You just need to accept who you are. That's all. You just got to accept who you are. The game isn't for everybody. So if you are not doing what you want, you don't need to criticize yourself. You just need to accept that this is who you are. You're just not built to be a student of the game. But as I'm saying before, is that we set a precedence with the woman that we push her beyond sex. And it's great. Guys, this works, gentlemen. I'm telling you, listen, it doesn't fucking matter if she's in your neighborhood. It doesn't fucking matter if she's across your city. It doesn't matter if she's in another state. It doesn't matter if she's in another fucking country. You got access to her. You can push her beyond what she sees. You can have that connection. See, the beautiful thing about a man, we can touch them anywhere. They're not safe. There is nothing that they can run and hide from, because being with us, guys, I remember years ago, remember that guy that one of my students met a woman in Germany. What did she do? She wanted him so bad. She bought him a plane ticket, flew him over there just fucking him. That's it. Y'all understand. They will fly you out there. They will do things. They will do the most extraordinary things just to feel, taste, or touch you when you actually have your stuff together. And that's what we want to actually push. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. Let me grab this call real quick. I'm sorry. 267. I think you called. I missed your call yesterday. You have a question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah. This is David G. I called yesterday.
How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Can you
speak a little bit? Can you speak a little bit, because you sound like you're on your speakerphone or something? Can you get off your speakerphone and talk up a little bit, because I can barely hear you, like you're far away.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, good. Yes, sir. How can I help you? What's up, sir?
Yeah, so I actually sent payment for coaching, but how do we set up scheduling? Do I just wait for you to respond?
Sir, can I read your – okay, sir, how old are you? How old are you, big guy?
35.
Okay, so if you buy for coaching, how can I call you if you don't send me your number?
I was waiting for you to respond to my email.
Okay, just send me your number, sir, and I'll call you. Okay, I got you. Just send me your number.
That's what I need you to do.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't call you if you don't send me a number. But that's how we do. But just send me a number, okay, big dog? Okay, respect, man.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Back in. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, anyway, so like I was saying before, for you guys out there, what's important and all of this is how you're operating with the woman, how she is going to fall in not love, but lust with you. And this is the problem. And this is why I always tell you, be careful how much you give a woman, because they're going to be hooked into you. They're going to be hooked on what you say. They're going to be hooked on everything, because you're truly are pushing them beyond a barrier in a wall in which most guys hold them back from. Because most guys are expecting these women to lose their values. They're expecting these women to be dirty and nasty and feel like trash the next morning. And this is why women are really hesitant in having side guys, because they still want to maintain a sense of purity. And I don't mean as in being a virgin, but they still want to feel. See, y'all got, this is what's wrong with most of y'all guys. Y'all won't let women just be whores. Like, you know, step outside of who they are for a little while and go back to who they are. They just got to be one thing. Either they got to be whores or nothing. You know what I mean? And that's the weirdest thing for so many of you guys out there. Y'all actually are trying to get these women to do something different. And something different as in trying to get these women to be, move, and think differently. These women want to, again, if she's married, sometimes she wants to step out and get some dick. How many of you guys have been in relationships where you saw a woman, you want to step out and get some pussy? It's no different. Y'all guys think women are just terrible, bad people for wanting to just get some dick on the side or something like that. But again, that's why they fuck with us, because we are a mental freedom from a judgmental world. But it is in that mental freedom where they get caught up in the feeling of freedom. They get caught up in the feeling of freedom. And because they get caught up in the feeling of freedom, what happens is they start to get attached to you, because here it is, you're allowing me to be bad. You're allowing me to be a bad girl. You're allowing me to do bad things. And when you do that, everything changes. Everything changes at all. Everything changes. And what is so important about the change is that we're not trying to change them. You are. And what we're trying to do is give them more understanding, to let them know that this is love. But here's the problem. You're going to fall in love. This isn't about you and I falling in love with each other, but she's going to fall in love with the feeling that she has when she's around you. Because in her eyes, there's this weird thing that she's always wanted, and it's called a connection. For the first time, here it is, I want a long-term relationship with, I want what I'm getting with this side dude that I want with a man, but she's never going to get that. Because the average guy can't give her what we give her. But there's always a connection. But even in that connection, there's going to be understanding of, this is who I am. This is who I am. There's no change. The good news is, if you get tired of me, let me go. It's cool. I'm not mad at you. And they will do that. God, there's so many layers that we got to talk about. All right. They will let you go when they feel close. But how can they get rid of you when they're already caught in the quicksand? And it's not that you're doing it I'm saying is what's important is that we're not trying to change them, but they're going to feel some heat and some pressure, sexual pressure, mental and emotional. And I told all you guys out there, I had a surprise for you. Real quick, Can we take a moment to show you a surprise that I have for you guys? All those that are listening, y'all ready for the surprise? Let me show y'all. Gentlemen, are you ready? Here's a surprise. Are you ready? Here it comes. See how thick the book is? You see how thick that is? This is the book, buddy. It's the book. The book is here. I mean, it's not here yet, but I just wanted y'all to see that this is the book. I told y'all, so I just wanted to show y'all the surprise. But I want y'all to see. I just thought I'd show y'all a surprise, but it's, I mean, I wanted to give y'all an idea, but I wanted to show y'all. We're close. Because there's so many doors behind this door, but I wanted to show you guys that I told y'all you got to be patient, but it's here. All the guys that already got the exclusive limited edition, they already got theirs, but I just want to show you that it is here. It's here, the book. It's here. It's here. But as you can see, the thickness of this bitch. See that ass right there? It's pretty thick. But as you can see, it's e-learning. So I just want to make sure y'all see that. But this is only the beginning. But I just wanted to show you that this is our surprise. So as you can see, that's how it's going to look right there. So it's this thick. It's pretty thick. And there it is. All right. So I wanted to show you. But yeah. So we got this. And but I wanted to show you all that it's here. Okay. So anyway. But let's get back to I wanted to show you all the surprise and everything. It says the surprise athlete. So we're almost there. Almost there. But I wanted to show you. It's as thick as fuck. Very thick. Very thick. A lot of information. Whew. Throw this bitch out. He's like, ah, motherfucker. So it's here. So, as I said, I wanted to show you that it's years. Yeah, this is years, but yeah, I just want to show you. I just want y'all to see the thickness of this shit. This is thick, but let's get to the last page. Okay, so the last page. This is a total page count. I want to show you the page count. Okay, there you go. Let's see. It's going to be 700 shit. So it's, 676 pages. So we'll put that right there. Anyway. But there is doors behind doors. Anyway, but as I was saying to you guys out there that, anyway, thank you, Russ. If you want to make sure it ain't cheap. I want 14-month network monthly supply. Well, no. This is not going to be your average. This is a e-learning book. This is not a average book. So don't think this shit's going to be like $9 or 24, but it's going to be pretty expensive. So this is a thick ass book, very expensive, but no. We'll get on that. Well, I got to get everything together. We'll talk about prices and all that stuff, but anyway. As I was saying before, we'll sit there right there. Anyway, so what I'm saying to you guys, and then we'll get back to what we're talking about. But as I was saying to you guys out there, it's so important, is that what we want to make sure and to understand that you have to have rules and all this stuff. And you have to let them know that this is what we are. This is who I am. And we are just going to do one thing. Everything we do is going to stay behind closed doors. That is the one thing that you have got to express to a woman. We've got to be behind closed doors. Everything that we do behind closed doors. And if you can understand that what we're going to do is behind closed doors, then we're going to be good to go. Okay. We're going to make sure that not only is it behind closed doors, but we're never going to be seen in the light. You guys got questions you're going to ask, we got you. but they are going to get caught up in that, gentlemen. That's what I always say to you guys. They're going to get caught up in the emotions. They're going to get caught up in the feelings. All these things are going to happen. They're going to get caught up in it. And what is so important is that as they are getting caught up in this stuff, that they're going to start to have more feeling for you, and they're going to want more from you. They want more than a relationship. They want more than a relationship, and that is something we can't give. That is something that we're not going to do. We're going to make sure that what we do and who we are and how we are, okay? All right? It's dangerous. That'd be funny, but it's dangerous. Anyway, but what I'm saying, I'm saying to you guys, that's the power of being a man, okay? But that depends. There's some more things I got to do. Y'all understand later. There's some things I got to do, but I do want to let you know that we are, we're on third base heading home. Just say that much. We're on third base, so we still got. There's something else I got. There's something else I got to do, but y'all understand what I'm doing, and understand that. So, So anyway, but I'm sorry, but anyway, like I said before, so what we are, who we are, how we are, how we operate, how we move, and all that other stuff, okay? We got to make sure. Oh, and just to let y'all know, we're already working on the second book. we're already working on number two. I told you we're working on two while one is going, so we're pushing, we're working towards, because we couldn't get everything into one, but we are getting number two. Number two is being worked on as we speak. But anyway, but as I say for you guys, man, it's important, gentlemen, for all you guys out here to be able to talk to women and to be able to let them know that at the end of the day, it is so valuable and value. It's so important that you guys out there create an understanding with them, because if you cannot create an understanding with her, she's going to try to come up with understanding herself, and you don't want that to happen, because they will get caught up. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, most of y'all guys, you're playing by a wrong set of rules. But if you change what you're doing and change those rules, everything begins to change. Everything changes. Everything flips. Everything is totally different. But again, it just, you got to maintain and let her know this is where we are. This is what we're going to be. I'm not going to be anything else. And if you cannot handle or accept what we are, then you cannot accept me. You can't accept me. You can't accept what we do. And this is why acceptance is so important. She has got to accept that y'all are not in a relationship. But she will also accept that, even though is that, wait a second, Carl asked a question. He says, is there a way that the dynamic of the right, yeah, it's going to change because of the connection. The connection that she's going to have to you is going to change, man. That's going to change because she's going to be like, fuck, man. She's going to be like, I need this guy in my life. I want to be with him. I want to spend time with him. I want to do these things with him. But no, man, this is like some forever type shit. She's going to want to be with you. She's going to want to learn, and she's going to want to grow, and she's going to want to understand you, and she's going to want to find things on you that most guys don't even know even exist themselves, have no idea that these things exist. And once they realize that, that changes for them. See, well, Make sure. Six. Okay, basically, let's see. This is one thing he did wrong. Let's read that. Anyway, she's ever said that. But yeah, she's going to want to change that. She's going to want to change that. And that's what I'm saying. She's going to want to change that. And that's the problem. She's going to want to change dynamics of everything. But if she's changing the dynamics, then there lies the problem. There lies the problem. It's one of the biggest issues and biggest problems is her not being able to have you, because you're actually going to become the ideal man for her. She's going to see you and say, you're the guy that I want to be with. You're the guy I want to sleep with. You're the guy I want to love. You're the guy I want to touch and all other stuff. So this is just some things that y'all got to think about. But I'll go through some of the rules. And if I've got questions, go ahead and ask and all that other stuff. But some of the things here is, like I say, man, well important. You know, you can't be upset. They fall in love with the person that keeps it behind closed doors. They fall in love with the person that doesn't make it about intimacy, okay? They fall in love with someone that is able to detach itself emotionally to her. They fall in love with a guy that can be honest. And if you feel that you gotta go, go, but they ain't going nowhere, because that's how the game works. They're not going anywhere. So that's what's so important in all this. But if y'all got questions on this stuff, man, if y'all got questions on this, please, by all means, ask your question, because this is a light subject. It's not a big subject, but it's a light one. But it's something that most of y'all guys are doing wrong because you're trying to change her. If you can stop trying to change her moral compass and allow her to keep her moral compass while moving into the other theater of being nasty, then your chances are better. So that's something I want y'all to think about. So what we'll do is we'll go around, if I got questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. And we will go from that point. But if there's any other questions out here, let me know. We have you guys covered. And let me see here. Shoot. No, a second. So yeah, if y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. We'll do. If not, we'll wrap this up. But I just wanted to do something light on this, nothing deep, but just something light. But they will fall in love, and it's just part of it. Okay. So, any guys have questions? I got y'all covered. Playlist, yes. Yes, playlist. Yes, for the 15th time. I think you've been asking me the same questions over and over again. Absolutely, yes. Yes, sir. Let me see this shit. I gotta find, what you call it? Hold on a second. Find this shit. Let me see here. So yeah, if y'all don't have any more questions, we'll wrap it up. Just asking if there's any more questions, let me know, and we will continue. Just let me know if there's any questions y'all got on this subject. And if not, we will wrap this thing up. Man, fuck. So I'm going to add her right here. Let's see. I'm going to find her. go back. There we go. Okay. So any other questions, guys, before we wrap this up? Last go around. Any questions? Last go around. All right, guys. Always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had one thing coming to them, and that is they thought they had the next day coming. Always remember, live every day, gentlemen, like it is your last. We will have a show tomorrow with Lucario around 12 noon. So, guys, if y'all are good to go, y'all need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. The man, God damn it. Fucking last second. Yes, 610, what is your question, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I was calling about to tell you about the Halloween game. Yo. You hear
okay,
me?
What's up, sir? Yes, what's up?
Yeah. Now I did the Halloween game and like it didn't plan through how you set it up for me. I seen that if I would have stick to the game plan, it would have worked like how you said it would.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Which way did you do it versus the way it was supposed to be done? I don't understand, sir.
Nah, the thing was I didn't rehearse it enough because the women, they was coming up to me, but it was more like I felt like a quarterback that kind of knew the playbook, but he didn't know it enough to do like an audible, like you know what I'm saying?
Well, I do know what you're saying, that you just didn't follow directions, big dog. That's all. You just didn't follow directions.
Yeah, but it was, like, I was like, damn, like, if I would have followed it through, things would have came together smooth. Because, I seen what could have happened. But the fact that I ain't rehearsed it and the fact that you even say yourself, like you rehearse yourself 24/7 to yourself. And the fact that I ain't
how old are you, man?
23.
So why? What's so hard about following instructions?
It shouldn't be nothing hard to it.
So then, why didn't you? So why would you just put it on and go without following instructions, sir? I don't understand.
Nah, because I thought I had it down, but then I realized what point came to it. And I was like...
It was like you got scared.
Yo,
it was like you got scared.
You could put it as that. It was to the point where I'm like, yo, I don't have it all down. So it was like I'm gonna have to like recycle the steps that you had. I had to recycle it. Like I ain't had all the, like I forgot that I had one card in my socks that I was gonna do, but I forgot to do that. But like there was success, but it wasn't.
So why even do it? Why do it if you're just not? Why do it by trying to do it your way? Why even waste your time?
Nah, it wasn't the fact I was doing it my way. It was.
Well, isn't your way putting cards in your socks? When do I tell you guys to put a card in your socks, sir?
Nah, it wasn't. Nah, the card. Nah, it was when you said like think of like when a group comes to you. I was doing it for that. So it didn't sound like recycle, like the same thing.
I still understand.
Nah, because you remember you said, be prepared for if there's a group coming at you. So
yes.
Have some of like your own fortune, because you don't want it to sound recycled. And I did. And
so
I
what
had
happened,
one
sir?
Set up.
What happened when you went there? Were you fucked up? What happened?
What happened was it was to the point where I was like, I was getting like a decent amount of reaction, but the reaction wasn't to the full potential of like what if I would have followed the playbook and, like, had it down pat to where it was, like, I was reading their fortune doing that. Because I was waiting in line, and I was, and there was a girl behind me. No, there was actually three. And they was asking me, and I was like, fuck. Like, because I'm trying to, like, make sure I have it down pat. And I'm like, yo, it's like game time now. But I ain't have it all the way down to where it's like I was flown with it.
Okay, so what does that mean, though?
What does it mean that I have to follow direction with making sure I rehearse it?
But this is, okay, all right. This is why you're like a law zero guy. This ain't for you, man. Because if you got to realize after the fact that you got to follow directions, then you're wasting your time here, buddy. If you got to realize after as many times I tell you guys to follow directions, and you finally got to realize that by fucking up, then why are you here? What's the reason and purpose of being here then?
The reason and purpose of being here is to...
To what?
Change like the...
How are you going to change doing it your way?
Now, it was the way because what I realized was the fact that...
Tell me what you realized. What did you realize?
Now, was that the rehearse? Like you said it, like you say it every time. You rehearse yourself.
Well, right. So if I say, it's okay. So if I say it every time, don't you think you should be doing it every time?
Yes, sir.
But you're not doing it every time, so that means you don't want to learn anything, big guy. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But what
right.
I feel was...
So why waste your time?
Now what I did was with the rehearse, it was like I thought I had it down pat. But then I was like...
You thought?
When it was there,
No, you didn't have it down pat because when did you start putting the costume together?
I put it together on like October, like in middle of October, like 10th.
How long have you been listening to me for?
I'll say 3 months.
So why the fuck are you putting that shit together in October when that shit should be put together in September?
Cause I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try it.
This is what I'm saying, brother. This is what I'm saying, dog. It's just not. You just ain't built for this shit, dog. You just ain't built for this shit. Too many excuses, dog. You just gotta realize what you are, and you just gotta accept that you ain't ready for the game. You ain't built for this shit. And it's not, and don't worry. The good news is you're not alone. That's why it's a very low percent of men out there who are actually men, because they're going to do the instructions that they're told to do automatically without thought. You know how fast Tyler put his costume together? Tyler put his shit together as soon as he saw the shit. As soon as he saw it, he went to work. But look what you did. You got it, and you waited a few weeks.
With the costume is the problem was that I had ordering on Amazon, right? But it kept on revisiting payment.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. Did I tell you to go to Amazon to get the pieces for the costume? Have went to Hobby Lobby up the street? Why are you making all these excuses, brother? All right. All you're doing is making excuses, man.
No, it's not. Just hear me out.
Okay.
Like, because I went to Party City, I went to all those, and...
Hobby Lobby. I didn't say... When did I say Party City or Hobby Lobby to get all the styrofoam?
No, I had the styrofoam. I had the table set up. It was just the beer, the Fu Manchu, and then
why
I
do you think you should have got that? Why do you think you should have got that in September versus October when everyone else is trying to get it in October?
Nah, but I switched it. I was like, all right, I'm going to get a black long beard, and then I spray painted it gray, and then I got the genie, like a genie hat, put that together. Mm-hmm. And the rehearsed part, I was like, boom. I got like 5 to 4 days to do it. I'm going to do the rehearse. Did the rehearse, but now I was like, when it was time, I was like.
You can't just pick up and rehearse something when the pressure of being around a bunch of women is so great. You're going to freak the fuck out. You're gonna freak the fuck out.
Yeah, the pressure, the pressure, like, it was from not rehearsing. It wasn't more the woman. It was like from not rehearsing, cause I'm like, I got few like the fortune you told me, like, young lady, come here, twirl her around, but then I'm like, I don't have the rest of like. To do all of them, like, because there was like 5 coming up to me, and I was like, I had a like quick thing.
What is it, more quick, excuses? Like,
huh?
I'm saying more excuses, I understand.
More excuses?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's all you're doing. You're just giving more excuses, big dog. I'm just saying that this is... I'm not mad or upset with you. That's just what you are, bro. You're just not built for this shit. Because if it really mattered to you, you would have followed the instructions. That's why I tell you in August and show you in September. Do I not?
Yeah, you definitely told September. And you gave us, like, options to do it. And then I chose
If that's the case, then what are you talking about? I'm lost. I don't understand.
No, I was calling to tell you that I had success with the costume.
Yes,
but it wasn't.
You had the success because you didn't study.
No, not full. Like, I had like a little, like a tiny bit of success, but I seen like where it could have gone. If I would have...
Well, I could have went if you would have just followed the instructions, because I put you in a position.
You definitely put me in a good position.
I'm listening.
But with the rehearse, I should have did it. Like, when I was ordering the costume and, like, when I was doing the table, I could have did it. And then, I'm thinking, like, yo, you had all this time when you had the costume where you could have been rehearsing.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not mad at you for that. It's just, listen, look, I'll give you a little credit because a lot of people didn't do it. But you, at least you tried it, so it's not as bad. At least you tried. So it's not as bad. It's just that you just ain't built. Dude, this, the beautiful thing about what I show you, it shows you if you're just built for this shit. So the good news is you're not really built for it, but the good news is that the ones that didn't do it at all are much less than you. So at least you can feel good about yourself. The ones that didn't do it are the ones that will never win. At least you did something. A little bit of something beats a whole lot of nothing, right?
Yeah, but Steve, it's like all I had to do was rehearse. I'm like, yo. It's like, I just gotta charge it to the game and wait for the next opportunity. It's not charged to the game.
It's just something that you realize that, I mean, it's over with. I mean, you, this is, this again, it just shows why being a man will not, everybody just can't be one, brother. But again, you, what's good for you is the fact that you at least did something. At least you did something.
But check this out. But check this out, Steve. I'm gonna hit you up on the back end, though.
Okay, bro. All right.
I appreciate
so
it.
So I'll see you, good guy. All right. Good. Yeah, it's all good. Don't be frustrated. Man, you okay? It's just what it is, brother. Take care. Anyway, so for all you guys out there, it's the Man Mindset. Guys, last round of questions. Y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. If not, we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up. We'll have a show with tomorrow with Acario at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, but, I mean, I don't want that young man to feel bad. He just, as I told you before, this is just out there. A lot of guys are going to try it. A lot of guys are going to get intimidated. A lot of guys will not be able to handle the pressures of being around women. It's just what it is. Anyway, guys, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 12 Eastern Standard Time, all right? 12 Eastern, yeah, absolutely right. We'll see you then, guys. We out. Peace.